Hello everyone, my name is Mark O'Donohue and I will be your Zoom host today. Today is a Saturday, September 16th, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to Mahamudra, a Song of Realization Essence webinar with Lama Trindley and Tenzin Abucham translating. And without further delay, I am delighted to welcome TEGAR facilitator Kunzun Palmo, who is going to introduce Lama Trindley for us. Hi, Kunzun La.
Hi, Mark. Hi, thank you so much. And welcome, everybody. It's wonderful to see that we've got such a great turnout today. It's quite exciting. This is our first webinar for the Mahamudra Essence course. So as Mark just shared, I'd just like to say a few words to introduce Lama Trindley and also his translator. So Lama Trindley actually first received these Mahamudra teachings when he was just 19 or 20 years old. I have to say I'm quite envious. He has the very good fortune of receiving them not only when he was so young, but he also has the mental capacity to have received these teachings in Shedra, which is the traditional style of college. And he studied the text Moonbeams of Mahamudra. And then he continued to practice Mahamudra in 3-year retreat, and it's his main practice, continues to be his main practice today. We often hear, you know, Mingyur Rinpoche encouraging us and saying the best practice that we could do is Mahamudra. And so here we have a living example in Lama Trindley of someone who really has done that and continues to do that. We're also very lucky to be joined today by his translator, Tenzin Abucham. Those of you that were at the Minneapolis retreat, the summer retreat this year, will have seen Tenzin La on form. He completed a PhD from Emory University and is currently at Princeton University doing a postdoctoral research on Buddhist philosophy. So we're really fortunate to meet today with two incredible scholars and practitioners. And with that said, I'd like to introduce or invite you to switch on your cameras, Lama Trindley and Tenzin Abucham. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming today to teach us.
Garden chamber gone a jason, goes on to Jimmy Rosa do so. Dosso, send it on Jijo, Lord Chuson Rova, send your ladders. Chu London Rova, send your ladders, or Long Chua Zeva, send your ladders. Chua, his own Chava, send your ladders. Thank you, Cousin Pamela and Mike. And greetings to all Dhamma brothers and sisters. Today, here we are trying to discuss about essence of sound of Mahamudra, something that's anyway a great, profound teaching from Theropa. What we going to discuss here, it's something very profound, but you know that this kind of teaching is not not able to teach completely. And especially for me, it's a kind of a little bit advanced, too advanced. So it's talking, it's a little bit difficult. But however, out of good intention and out of how to say that, sharing this as for kind of a lineage blessing, because of the receive great teachings from our gurus, that's Manjo Rinpoche and Daisudo Rinpoche and many others. I received many times of this teaching actually. And so just try to discuss about it. So when we talk about this, I'm going to use Tibetan. Sajja Chinpo se xiengwa gap su ta, se tang ke la ya su ma le ta, de na. Ta de ne Sajja Chinpo te, essence of Sajja Chinpo te hiye pa shi pa la, de ne Sajji nomba song ke konsu du ne hiya ke mbe zan shi ge is. Sajji nomba song te ye Sajja Chinpo. Long Sajja Chinpo, River Sajja Chinpo, say, take number song to me, Yuyaka, better shigins.
So I will try my best to explain or introduce Mahamudra through three main traditional topics when Mahamudra is taught or introduced, and those are the ground Mahamudra, the path Mahamudra, and then the result Mahamudra.
Ta di som ke nang me, tombo yi ki Sajja Chinpo se ya di, dene tombo tu song je ting la pep, ta tombo nga so gamba se pa la, dene tawa ki yu gu du, tawa di toba se pa la, tombo tu song je ting la pep, dene tende we ke tu song ke ting la pep on we ke tawa te la tene lang gambi nyan son long lang gambi nyan son long sen ni non long ne gamba ra jen ta sen ne tene tawa te nguan do cho son wa te la nrebo Sajja Chinpo se ta ten ra weke iya lang nrebo son ke Sajja Chinpo te tene tombo tupi ten la pep tupi ten la pep tene pa de tene tupi ke ten te gambi nyan son long Te gans nyong longwa la tene, tene njibu chidur nyongwa toba tela, njibu Sajja Chinpo se, o yona songji songwa tela ta, njibu Sajja Chinpo se ya te, tene ge ta gansho song, madu te, yelan re song ke tone, ya ken be zen re.
So what is basically the ground Mahamudra or the basis Mahamudra? Or traditionally considered as the basis, the path, and the result. In the Mahamudra terminology, the ground Mahamudra, the path Mahamudra, and the result Mahamudra. So by ground Mahamudra or basis Mahamudra, what we meant is basically the establishment of what the view is, what the Mahamudra view is, through the process of study, and reflection. So the traditionally, the study is basically the conceptual understanding, conceptual study of the view. And then reflection is basically a sustained analysis that gives rise to a great sense of conviction of what the view is. So once that view is generated, a firm kind of conviction pertaining to the view is generated through the process of study and reflection, sustained reflection, then we engage in the practice of that view through the method of meditation. So that is what is meant by the path, Mahamudra. So the meditation of sustaining the view that was cultivated earlier through a rigorous process of reasoning and sustained analysis and reflection. And then, and when we engage in Mahamudra, that basically the meditation part, the path Mahamudra, where we sustain the view, then the result is actualized, which is the result Mahamudra. The result is in the form of the experience of the generation or completion state yogas, or you might consider that in terms of the enlightened state itself.
Well,
So today, of the three, we're going to focus on the first one, the ground Mahamudra or the basis Mahamudra.
Satung sondun jupa, tenda wajela, tene chimbo zeatun. Ota tenda weke, saja chimbo te, gamba yena tene, gantanji noni chudu chupa te yen, se tenda weke, do ta, shachi tile zeak, tino tenda ji son yuris.
Chakni, tombe yishi sunre. Chakni, tombe.
Shana tombe yishi te, jan kobe chule to, chimbo sondun jupa des.
So with regard to the Mahamudra view, it is established in countless number of tantras taught by the all-compassionate Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha. But especially it is taught in those tantras that basically deals with the essence tantras. The essence tantra meaning kind of the tantras that lead to or talk about or teaches us about the practice of Mahamudra, the essence tantras they are called. And particularly in this particular tantra called Chakchen Tikle, drops of Mahamudra tantra, Mahamudra is defined in this way. So in Tibetan, Mahamudra is Chakya Chembo, right? So in terms of etymology, I don't know how that really corresponds with the Sanskrit Mahamudra. So here, in the essence Mahamudra or the drops of Mahamudra, it says, in defining what Chakya Chembo is, Mahamudra is Chakya Chembo, right? Chak is basically the wisdom of emptiness. That is the wisdom of awareness itself is chak, right? The first part. And ga is the ability of that wisdom to transcend all phenomena within samsara and nirvana. And the other way to put that is basically everything within samsara and nirvana is encompassed under ga. And ga basically in the Tibetan has the sense of this like horizon or limit, right? So everything is encompassed. Everything within the entire phenomenal existence of samsara and nirvana is encompassed within this bound of Mahamudra. And then Chembo or Maha, Chembo in Tibetan, great. And Chembo basically says, Chembo refers to the union of method and wisdom. The other way to put that is the union of appearance and emptiness, or union of clarity and emptiness. So Chenpo basically refers to that union, the very union of method and wisdom, the union of clarity and emptiness, or appearances and emptiness.
Ndona chada chimbo se ya te tan sa tung ni su me pe yi hi te la ne sa da chimbo se ta pan do 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 hi ya na sa da chimbo te te la ten da je la se gyu res sa tung ni su me pe yi hi te la se gyu res ta sa tung ni su me pe yi hi se wa te ta ta na to pen sen da je gyu ta so me su ka ne ne ka re res je ten gu gu na te ne ta ta nga rong cho ke yula yodi beke hipa kiki mandini ene satong nisume be yihi re se hi yores dere mato tele yindo choba ke satong nisume be yihi se beke sada chimbo ke loni cho kong ya che yo mar se ta on ya che yo mar se ta ta ngaron cho ki yo gen ba ke seni o senje gar tama ba ke hipa daga rang de na satong nisume be yihi sada chimbo se va a tender a un rey.
So, to summarize the definition that is provided by the Tantra, the drops of Mahamudra, Tantra, what is then Mahamudra? What is Chakya Chenpo? Chakya Chenpo or Mahamudra, Mahamudra really is the wisdom, yehe, wisdom that is the union of clarity and emptiness. The wisdom that is the union of clarity and emptiness, that is Mahamudra itself, right? So it's the wisdom, and it's the wisdom is such that it is the union of clarity and emptiness. So then if we were to ask to basically give an instantiation of that wisdom, that is the union of clarity and emptiness, to provide an example of what that is in our own kind of experience, then it is no different than this very momentary awareness that we experience from moment to moment. This ordinary mind, as sometimes it is described, tame gishiba, ordinary mind, or this moment to moment awareness that we experience, this itself is the wisdom that is the union of emptiness and clarity.
In that again, since Satun is maybe yihiti, ta koron ngone tomba longin sawa tena nomba naso sikha songwa ti ten tela ta sa ja chimbo se la bares.
So this Mahamudra that we said is basically experienced in the present moment awareness from moment to moment, it has three aspects. So in terms of its nature, it is emptiness. In terms of its essence, maybe the better word. In terms of its essence, it's empty. In terms of its nature, it's clarity, right? So it's this essential essence, which is basically emptiness. Its nature is luminous or clarity. But its appearance or its aspect, that is how it is expressed, number, is basically, various kind of diversity of phenomenal appearances. The diversity, the diversity of phenomenal appearances experienced by this mind is basically its characteristic or its aspect number
da tin da ke sa de chim bu sewa te la te nga zo sa de chim bu chu gi la gar yur sen na sen ni hlin ji ji ba chu de ko sen ko ro ge hlin ji ji ba ni lo ngo ma te le tong ba ni chu ju ko re is nuwa hlinji jipa chu chukko iwe nuwa hlinji jipa chukko iwe senyi hlinji jipa chukko nuwa hlinji jipa chukko iwe hi san yoris.
So then in Mahamudra terminology, this co-emergent this co-emergent nature of the mind, this co-emergent mind, the ordinary mind, is referred to as chujiku or tamakaya, tamakaya, or chujiku. That is the truth body. And then the co-emergent appearances that arise out of it are referred to as the radiance of Dharmakaya, the radiance of Dharmakaya, chugyu.
Chugyu.
Chugyu, yes.
I think that jinsi tela tena da kalar khonde nonse gi dupe chu tonji kan to kan yena yong ta ti saton yi xi ji saton ni se me bi yi xi ji ro ba yin ba saton yi xi ji zao yin ba dene saton yi xi de rong yin yin ba ta ten da be ke za dong rong yin ji rong yin nu ba ta saton yi xi ji za dong rong yin nu ba re du yu re si yin da be sha ja chen bu ne lo san ji rong ye kong yin ba de som jin me che ba
So everything that is within the world of samsara and nirvana are basically expressions of this mahamudra, expressions, the display expression, nuba of this mahamudra, rulpa, display of this mahamudra, and is of the nature of this mahamudra. So therefore, mahamudra, when it is introduced, is of tremendous kind of, in its potential is inconceivably powerful because it encompasses everything within samsara and nirvana.
ငွေစွန်တဲ့ရေးစင်းနဲ့တင်းအောင်ရရွတ်မာရစ်တနေ့ဒါစာကြချင်းမို့တင်းတင်းတော်ကြီးရေးစင်းနဲ့ပေးလာဆိုပါခေါင်းကြောင်ရောင်းဆန့်ထုတ်ကြမာရစ်ဒါတင်းတဲ့ဘေးစာကြချင်းမို့ဆေးပါတဲ့ငွေနဲ့တင်းတဲ့ရေးစင်းအင်းဒါလာမကာရင်တဲ့ဒီကတာခေပါဒါတနေ့ထက်နဘာနာသူကိုနေပါဆင်ကင်းနဲ့တင်းရလန်ခေပါခန္ဓာတဲ့ကြီးရနာယောင်
So therefore, because of the nature of the mahamudra, of its inconceivable profound nature, it is said that mahamudra cannot be actually pointed out using words and using language, and it cannot be instantiated through the use of analogies or examples, or no, it can actually be kind of revealed to you by an external teacher.
You say tell a tene, Sada Chimbote, some jim machaparis, some jim machaparin. Sada Chimbote, some jim machaparin, but you think that. Latin at the Sanjim Separis, Tindu Tanalatine, when the Sanji Tamji Jantine, Jesaja Chimote, Tinu Maris, the Song Matabaris, Maombe Sanji Tamji Jon Song Tugumaris, that is Sanji Tamji Jotane, Saja Chimote, Tin Tugumaris, Tigan Junsite Latinetine, the Nanja Sanji Tamji Jon, Junijin Nilo, the Jizoroko. Saja Chimode, Mazik, Mazik, Zipa Munjurus, Tene, Saja Chimunelo, the Mason, Mason, Sumba Munjurus, that in the week, doing on the Mombuchi song here is. Lamaka paint to bum, think to give me by Mazik, Sonji, don't think to go Malaysia.
So the nature of the Mahamudra, nature of Mahamudra is such that it cannot only be revealed or demonstrated by teachers, no, but they cannot even be demonstrated or revealed by the Buddhas of the past. it is not revealed by Buddhas of the present, and it will not be revealed by Buddhas of the future. And it is said that not only that, but you know, it will not be taught by the Buddhas of it was not taught by the Buddhas of the past, Masung. It is not being taught by the Buddhas of the present, nor will it be taught by the Buddhas of the future.
Tatiyanpi junsele tena, da de ju lama kanaande yang, chashe tupi yunmen jen tandaanshin na sambi nimen, chuni sabshin jitin pe gamba lasu yunma yinz, xinda chawa yinba shinna, dana tata jitin pa ka tupi tuzang ka yodu choba ki tandaanbe nilu te, nilu shaja chenpo te, tandaanbe tuzang ka yodu. Dujoba Maris, Dintovio Maris, Hindu Sapa in the Hindu Tanton by Imbessina, GTP Sombe Yolijon de Paris. Then Chuni Hindu Soma Sanjim Maseba Yambaton Chuni Hindu Sapa in the Jonsela Tinet and GTP Gombe Yolim de Paris, Sombaris. Jonsela Tinet and Shunjo Lejon Tandon, Lo, you sure you may loan a gonzo in Baju, he sound to her.
So therefore, in the Uttara Tantra, that is Gyulama, it is said that with regard to Mahamudra, with regard to the nature of the mind, that because it's so subtle that, you know, it is not an object of study and reflection by the world, or by worldly beings, and because of its ultimate nature, it is also beyond the kind of conception or thought process of the world, and because of its profundity, because it is so profound, you know, not only are they actually beyond the conception conceptual process of the world, but they are also beyond kind of the object of meditation of the world. And for this very reason, in Chandidevas Bodhisattva's way of life, it is mentioned that the ultimate is not an object of the mind, because the mind is conventional.
Long running tone, Joa Jur, saying, there's only the Nicole Hongo, nothing like Jamnet, I call Jason. Yeah, Jackson won't guess what the Nicole Sada Chimbu could do bang and to the ever. That thing, okay, Sada Chimbu say at the thing, which is Gio Maris, then Churong Higri say. They could tell the narrow pocket and Telo Palata, Saja Chimbuchu, Maroche, the Momboche, Hyoderes, and I'll just tell you, Chorong, Tony, she said, Hongo Yapo, then the Jan de Toko, Timbantosondo, Timbantos, they are same the tenants, Saja Chimbutobang and the Chosmatan, Donate, take you in the thing where I am Mepa. Tinajiris.
So, you also, of course, heard about the story of Naruba and Teloba. Naruba has been following Teloba for many years, seeking introductions pertaining to Mahamudra. And after many years, one day, what Teloba did was, Teloba uttered these two lines. He said, "I, Teloba, has nothing to reveal to you or nothing to teach you. If you see your own nature, if you see your own self, then you will be liberated," right? And after having said that, he hit Teloba with one of his shoes. And it is said that, you know, Teloba, you know, he kind of fell down unconscious. And when he regained his consciousness, he has the realization of Mahamudra within himself. So all of these are basically pointing to one thing, and that is that Mahamudra cannot be actually conceptually, verbally kind of revealed or discussed revealed or demonstrated. You know, the Mahamudra can only be realized through your own practice and cannot be actually explained or taught in some sense through the use of language and through the use of concepts.
Madu juji che tsailen de pa juji tanlen de pa tawe yolen de pa tu pa thonji to tra song a de yindu tna le tne de tama pa gombe yol gombe lo len de ba re se ta tin de hi ba re
So therefore Mahamudra what is being kind of indicated here is that Mahamudra is actually beyond words and language It is not actually an object of view. It is not an object of kind of even meditation in the kind of dualistically construed.
Dandona, then Sajachimu Seva, Tinik, Yolendiba, City J. Tinia Juna, Cassi, Dela Ting, Ting, Yuja Juna, Sonji Kijan, Tangre. Lame yung ten togore, yena te tenya yue maris, ten beke yulen deis maris. Ten yun dut nala tenra beke sade chimbo to toba sepa la, hire chimbo che yue na yung pengyo yue maris. Tenru chimbo che yue na yung dichi poke pengyo maris. Hire ton tenru di todo kare yue gurusana, lame ke menga. Tena, lama zumbo che ke menga ton drone.
So, and the reason why Mahamudra cannot be actually revealed or pointed out to by our teachers or by the Buddha himself is because it is not an object. It is not an object that can be pointed to. It is beyond objectification, beyond the kind of domain of subject-object dualism. Or if it is an object, external object outside the mind that can be demonstrated, then of course the Buddhas will kind of reveal us that. Of course the teachers, out of their compassion, reveal us that too. And that is the reason why they cannot do that is because it is not actually an object of our own mind. It is not an object understood in the kind of dualistic structure that we usually understand object to be. So because of that, because this is not an object, experimental object that we study or that we analyze out there, even if you are very intelligent of the highest faculty, that is not sufficient. Even if you are very diligent, even if you have the combination of intelligence and diligence, that is also not sufficient to actually experience Mahamudra. So one of the most important factors for the experience of Mahamudra is the instructions of a qualified teacher. And so therefore, I'm going to discuss a little bit about, pith instructions of a qualified teacher as the necessary factor for experiencing Mahamudra.
Lama menga se yon de kya so tene, lama te la ta shaja chimbu ke toba don den son wa. Floma korong ke ngune yang, lama te ke shaja chimbu toba ngun do chio son wa yen ba, lama ke yen ting ngun so tongwe tongne. Tene lama te sonji ngun so tongwe tongne, tene deba don mugu yue be ke Enda beka lama jiga sani, ene daunga lama te ike nyongwa ke tohne, daunga de hyuna, ta sada chimbo de boya yueba jire. Togi yueba jire.
So that most important factors or causal factors for the experience of Mahamudra is that the guru or the lama has to be somebody who is qualified in the sense that the guru has actually has the realization of Mahamudra, right? Realization of Mahamudra is essential for in the guru, and that alone is not sufficient. Then from the student's side, from the side of the disciples, we have to be actually able to see that the Lama has actually these qualities of having realized Mahamudra, and has to have this kind of tremendous sense of devotion due to actually seeing the qualities in the teacher, of a devotion where you're actually able to see the guru as not distinct from the Buddha himself, right? So when these factors are there, and then you receive the Mahamudra instruction from such a guru, then we have given all the kind of necessary epistemic, if you like, conditions to give rise to Mahamudra.
Here in Matau Pake, then Lama Tega Hatsam Tanga Tsoki Susu Chivo, Ponon Tao Jake, Lama Tega Tsam Jake, Ta Take it on the Hippa Jet to you about some here. Then I was the Amazon Jisum Natonga, then Tebato Yiki Ramenjo, then the Jake, Lama Kasane, Churon Kasaja Chimbu Donga, the Hunayan. Lama Telka Sadia Chimba Topa Yunayang, Churong Gungune, Tepaton Yichi Mena, Sadia Chimba Topa de Jitu Yumaris.
So, therefore, what I'm trying to say is that if the teacher doesn't have realization of Mahamudra within himself or herself, then even if the teacher is really good in explaining. Conceptually explaining what Mahamudra is, you will not actually experience Mahamudra or give rise to the state of Mahamudra within yourself. And conversely, even if the teacher has the realization, if you have no devotion, if you see that teacher as an ordinary person, right, then even if you receive instructions, because there is no devotion, you know, you will not be able to, again, give rise to or actualize Mahamudra within yourself.
You say tell it in it, and then do it on the young, Sanjik, and Tombinello, then it, and then Tipa need it over Sawa, you know, so then repeatedly got that in the Tima Mumbuji song here.
So, therefore, seeing the importance of devotion as giving us a very important, perhaps one of the most important epistemic factor, even within the context of sudras, not just tantras, right? Not to mention of tantras, even within the context of sutras, the Buddha said that the ultimate can only be realized, the nature of ultimate realized, ultimate nature, ultimate truth can only be actualized or realized due to devotion or through devotion.
So, tende yendu tena langa tsu shaja chimbu ke nelo topa si ba ke chido tena tanga tsu donga mumbo chi kyugyore ta tone kyugyore na mangwe su tone yo kyugyore ta chin tena yode be ke chiron tsu tsoma de rumbo chi ke loma Hata Yimba, the Ne Tim Saja Chimbuke, Roma Chunjon Rendu the Tanala, and also the Saja Chimbu Toba Sibuke, Chidun, then the Chedorgo, Tuso Jeton, the Castle, Inji Minike, the Tepatum Mugu, Yapuchi, the Etotayate, Peki Chimborendos.
So, therefore, many of you receive Mahamudra instruction from Mingyur Rinpoche in person and through Zoom and so forth. What I wanted to stress out here is it's very important for us to actually try our best to, through reasoning and through reflection, try our best to actually give rise to a kind of a genuine sense of devotion to the teacher. To Mingyur Rinpoche, as a kind of essential factor for realization of Mahamudra.
tendra chik tepa tembo chik to mubi yabu yuwa pa yena tene lame ke menga tenyo na kia psu tene tentombe ke nilub shaja chimbo te to toya chik yinbari yena yon ta lame ke ngu yusu tene shaja chimbo ten deri se ne cha chungwa chik nga chol chuk tenyo na yon ta yuwa pe yuwa len de pa pe len de pa tene yinru tena tuen toya chik yuwa mari te yena yon di tepa tong mugu tene lame shenlep tene lame ke ta nyungwe ke tone donga ta tsaike gone yon pege gone ta tepchira ke gone je tenyo de tena nga chuk tuya yuwa je le isi tu toya je le isi.
So even though, as I mentioned earlier, Mahamudra cannot be described in words because it's beyond word, and it is not an object, right? It cannot be kind of described or conceived conceptually or verbally, right? We said that, it cannot be actually revealed by a teacher. But even though it is not a conceptual object, even though it is not a kind of a thing that can be described with words, and it is something that can be experienced. It is something that can be kind of pointed to, even though the words that are used are not actually the thing itself. The words can be used to point to it, right? Through the use of words, through the words of example, analogies, and so forth. And so then, if the teacher is qualified, and then due to our own devotion, due to the coming together of the factors of our devotion and the blessings of the guru, there's always an opportunity for us to actually experience something that is not a dualistic object.
Then, Sajid Jimbo de ta, de la mi tene, nyongwe tone ta, pe tong tene, tei la so pa pe shio tone, kong ta ra ma ten yon de tene, nga rong so kanyo tene, te pa tong yi chi, ke tone je, tel, sung chu te je, nye yon de tene, tene, nyongwe chorong, chorong ke, nyongwe tone tso, toya yue pa jiri, kain sen na ti, Sajid Jimbo se wa ti, lami do do she she ne, tsu ti yon wa ji ma yin pa, nga rong so rong ju la yue di pa ti, tene, kandu to gu gu do, lami tsu ngo ti yon de tena la, tene, rong ke tsu, ka de, sen no ne tsu la, tene, ngo hi toya ji, yung ju yue pa res.
So therefore, if you so the teacher, if you have devotion, and devotion, as I mentioned earlier, is actually it makes it receptive for you to the instruction of a qualified teacher, right? So if you have devotion and the teacher has experience of Mahamudra, and then the teacher is giving you Mahamudra instructions through the use of concepts and examples and so forth, then kind of there's a blessing in this kind of situation. You have devotion, the teacher has the realization of Mahamudra, right? And compassion. So that kind of environment creates a situation where there is so much blessing. And when you are therefore receiving instructions, even though the instructions themselves do not describe the Mahamudra state, because Mahamudra is something that is within yourself. It is not an object of object that can it is not an object of words, it's not a verbal object, it is not a conceptual object. But Mahamudra is something that is within yourself, right? You're not able to recognize it. So through the blessings of the guru, through the instructions of the guru, when you have devotion, there's always an opportunity for you to realize that is always within yourself.
Tēn tū tēnā rā, tān tō nā tā, yī sācā chīmbu sēyā tē, tēnā tā ndō yī lōg sēnā rā, tēlā kārā lēg rā sēnā, tōngbā nī, chūnī jī, nē lōg, chū tōng jī jī, nē lōg, tōngbā nī, yō nā tēnā, dēwā hī pī, nīmbō, tēnā, sācā chīmbu ndī kī lōg lā, tēnā, sēn jī, nē lōg, Sanji ngō, o tate kare se nam, tan do na, mai kare nda je ta na yo, do na tene, narong su tama pa, ki pa. Dega rang, tene, Sanji ne lo son, Sanji ngō, tene, dega rang, tene, sa ja chen bo, dega rang, tene, tong san dong ju pa, sa tong san dong ju pa, de yin du tena, de ye sa ja chen bo re si, ten ra we ki ye sa ja chen bo te to pa se pa la, tena, lama tong be me nga, tena, rong ke te pa tong ye chi, di to de he ra tong zen ju, tong ji pa ti, so cho ma nyong do cho pa la tena, tena, rong ni cho, ngo hi yong wa, ngo hi to ya, ta ten ra ji, yin sa re si.
So therefore, Mahamudra, in essence, basically, in a nutshell, what Mahamudra is, like in the context of sutra, or what we call a sutra Mahamudra, it is basically the emptiness itself, the emptiness of all phenomena. Sometimes within the sutra context, it is construed as the Buddha nature, right? The Tathagata Garbha, the essence of the Buddhahood or Buddha nature. And within the context of Tantra, it is referred to as the nature of the mind, the ultimate nature pertaining to the mind, and so forth. But basically, whatever words that may use to describe it, what it really refers to is our ordinary mind. It refers to our own ordinary mind, the ordinary mind that we experience from moment to moment. That is Mahamudra. And the reason is because the ordinary mind that we experience from moment to moment is the union of emptiness and clarity, is the union of appearances and emptiness. So therefore, that is Mahamudra itself, the ordinary mind. And in order for us to realize it, recognize it, that is always within ourselves, what you need is, as I mentioned earlier, three important factors. The first factor is the pit instructions of a qualified teacher. The second factor is your own devotion to that teacher, and then the third factor is, your diligence.
Tā tēn rāwē kē sādhā chīmbu tē lāmi tēn wā kē sō yōng tē sārā hē sāng wā rē sādhā chīmbu kē pā tē nāngkā rōng yē tā wā ndrā sō nāngkā lā tā tē tē pā ndrā wā chē tā pē kō nē yōng sāng wā kē sō ngā sō nāngkā lā tū sē wā kē sō chē ngō wā yā chā chā sē nē chē tā wā chō chē tēng kio rē tā khā sē kio rē yā tā kio rē yē nā yōng kā wā lā tā kio rē sē nā tā Tē gōwā yā chā sōng tē tā yō rē tē kārē tōng yō rē sēn tē yōng tōng yō mā rē sē. Nōngkā rē tā, nōngkā ngōngbō tē nē tē yā ngōngbō jīn tōng wā yā tē nē kātō rē mā tō nōngkā mā rē. Tē yō tē nā rē kārē tōng yō rē sēn tē kōng tōng yō mā rē sē. Tē nōng yīng kē tē nē tē nōngkā tōng hē sēn jī tsē tō rā bjū bā. Nōngkā chē tā tōng hē tēn tē tā bā jī sē. Tē jī chūn tōng wā yō tē sē yā jī yō. Tē lāng tē yīn tō tē nē, nāng kān tōng, yīn ngā tsō kē gyō gyō rē sē tā kā rē tōng gyō rē sē nē, jē yōng mā tōng wā jē lā nāng kān tōng sē gyō gyō rē sē. Tē nōng yīn kē tē nē, sēn yī tā tā mā pā kē hī pā tē lā jē tā wā kēp sō, tsō jē tā wā kēp sō, jē yōng tōng yā yō mā rē. Jē yōng tōng yā mē pā tē lā tē nē, mā tōng wā nē, tōng yī chō sē, sōng bā nōng yīn kē tē nē, tē lā wā kē, Tungwa mepe ke saja chenpo te la tene. O sanje nilu, o tamapa ki hipa. Ti segur.
So then Dilba, for example, Dilba, when trying to describe what it is like to point out Mahamudra or to experience Mahamudra, he says that if you ask, pointing out Mahamudra is similar to pointing out the space. That's what he said. So if you tell ask somebody, oh, look at the space, right? Then you look up into the blue expanse, and then you try to analyze what you're actually seeing. Your teacher said, look into the space. You see the blue expanse. The blue expanse is not the space. The blue is actually the reflection, the color, right? So what really is space? When you you think you're looking at space, you were asked to look into the space, but really when you analyze, what you're really seeing when you're asked to look at space is that you don't see anything. Space cannot be seen. When you try to analyze what space means and try to, but conventionally, yeah, we gaze into the horizon, into the empty, blue expanse, and you think that is actually looking into the space. But then you were asked to describe in words, what did you see when you look into the space? Actually, you have not seen anything, right? Similarly, it says, it's like looking at mom, trying to look at mom, or looking at the nature of your own mind, right? You try to look at the nature of your mind through your meditation, through your own reflection. And you were asked to describe that in words. What is that, right? You may use like different words, kind of describing the experience of it, but really the Mahamudra state itself, the nature of the mind itself, cannot be seen. It is beyond perception, cannot be seen. So therefore, in the Tantras, it says, Mahamudra cannot be seen, but what cannot be seen is the best way of seeing it. So what cannot be seen is the best way of seeing it.
Lama tambe ke menga ton ro ne tene saja chimbo ten yon de tene ten yon ten do me pa je le tene chue ke tu se yon de tene le tene chu je ta yon de tene le ten yon ma thong wa de tene thong chu du je pa tene ngue ne ke sen je ne lu de de re se yon le ka su na su yi chin jo to ge ma re ka yin se na nga su le tien de we ke de pa tong mu ge yue ma re de pa tong mu ge me yon de ka su tene de le de 사자친보세디아케 대바동 먹을 때는 라마라 소환돼야 돼. 기침 보린다.
So therefore, when the teacher pointed out to you, now this is Mahamudra, there's nothing to be seen here, but what cannot be seen is the ultimate way of seeing things, or the best seeing. The best seeing is not seeing, right? The best seeing is not seeing. Yeah, and you were kind of introduced to Mahamudra like that. Then you cannot actually appreciate the preciousness, the profundity of this moment. And that the reason for that is we don't have sufficient devotion to the teacher, and therefore we don't have sufficient devotion to the teachings as well. And as I mentioned earlier, devotion and faith in the teacher and in the teachings is very important for us to actually experience Mahamudra, because the blessing, chinlap, the blessing that is required for our experience of Mahamudra is in devotion, is in devotion towards our guru and in our faith and conviction in the teachings, right? So therefore, in my own experience, it's very important to, through our own reflection, give rise to adequate devotion to the guru and to the teaching, and to engage in supplicating prayers to the guru for realization of Mahamudra.
That in the way, Lama Latipa Raji Yonatan Nilogatan Raji Togris, Tipa Tom Raji Yonat Nilogatan Raji Togris.
So therefore, it is said that, if your devotion to the guru is supreme or highest, then your realization of Mahamudra would be high or supreme as well. If your devotion to the guru is middling, your realization of Mahamudra will be middling too. If your devotion to the guru is sort of inferior, your realization of Mahamudra will be inferior too. But if you have no devotion at all, then you cannot expect to actually realize Mahamudra. There is no opportunity, in fact, for your realization of Mahamudra if there is no devotion at all, if there is no devotion to the guru, no devotion to the teachings. And the usual example that they gave is a cave facing, whose door is faced to the west, right? The chance that sun is going to go inside the cave is almost impossible if the cave's door is facing the west. Similarly, if there is no adequate if there is no devotion to the guru, no devotion to the teaching, then there is basically no opportunity for us to experience Mahamudra. So therefore, first, through cultivating devotion to the guru and the teachings, you receive Mahamudra instructions, and then, pertaining to the view, and then whatever kind of recognition or a kind of glimpse of the view that you actually experience through such instruction from the guru, you reflect on that, you kind of engage in reflection so as to make the view firm, right? Establish the view in your own experience. And so that is what we do at the level of the ground Mahamudra or the basis Mahamudra. And then once the view is thus established or ascertained, then we engage in meditation. So through meditation, we try to sustain that kind of recognition of the view that was established earlier at the level of the basis Mahamudra or ground Mahamudra. And through sustained meditation, right? Through sustained meditation, then you experience the Mahamudra state directly, which is the resultant Mahamudra or result Mahamudra. So in the next sessions, we are going to be talking about the path Mahamudra and the result Mahamudra.
Thank you. Thank you all. And sorry that we have some received some questions. I thought I'm going to discuss this in the end of this session, but out of time. So we will try in the next session. Thank you all, and have a good day and party as well.
Thank you, Lama Trinley, and thank you so much, Tenzin Buchan, for such a wonderful teaching today. And thank you, Kunzan Law, for your beautiful introduction. And thank you, everybody, for being here today. And just as a reminder, the recordings for today's sessions will be available on the webinar sessions and interviews page of the Mahamudra, A Song of Realization Essence course. And the recording should be available to view in about 3 days. And if you have any lingering questions from today's teachings, there will be opportunities to ask questions during the heart-to-heart sessions with Tim Olmsted and the Dharma Geek sessions with Cortland Dahl, all found on the sessions interviews page of the Mahamudra, A Song of Realization Essence course, along with Kunzan Palmo's delightful meditation sessions. And also on the Mahamudra, A Song of Realization Essence course page drop-down menu under resources, you can request an instructor interview or post questions to the discussion form. And just a big thank you. A big thank you to all our sponsors for making events like this possible. And if you're inspired to start or increase a monthly donation, we have a matching gift of $25,000 available until September 22nd. And again, thank you everyone for joining today, and we look forward to our next event with you. Thank you. Bye-bye.